So there's quite a buzz at American Family Field over the weekend. This happens from time to time when teams that don't commonly come to Milwaukee come to Milwaukee, right? So the Yankees are one of those polarizing teams in sports. You either love them or you hate them. And there was a great combination of both at the ballpark over the weekend. Unfortunately, Julia, New York is a very good team. They took 2 of 3 against the Brewers. Thrilling win for the Brewers on Friday. And now you dismiss the Yankees. You welcome in the Tampa Bay Rays, and we welcome in Lane Grindle, who is at the ballpark getting ready for tonight's game. Hello, Lane.
Hey, Lane, can you hear us? I don't think we can hear
Lane. We'll work on our connection with Lane. I can hear the ballpark. I can definitely hear the ballpark, I know something is going on. Maybe Lane's cooking some hot dogs or getting some of that Cedar Crest ice cream. But it was a crazy game over the weekend on Saturday in which everything looked like it was going to be tight, a very close game, and then one kind of questionable call would have gotten the Brewers out of the inning, and then all of a sudden the Yankees scored 7 runs.
Hang on, Lane, can you hear us?
Yep, I can hear you now. Yep.
Hey, there we go. Hey, Lane.
Yeah.
There we go.
You're just finishing up batting practice, right?
Yeah, I was finishing up batting practice. Yeah. Today was my day to get some swings in. So,
well, that's good.
A little sore, but
at the rate injuries are piling up, they might need you.
Oh, boy. Let's hope it doesn't get to that. That wouldn't be good for anybody.
Let's start with a bit of a status update. Is there a kind of a timetable on, I guess I look at Christian Yelich first and foremost, because he appears to be getting at least closer, stepping in the right direction.
Yeah, I think he's trending in a good direction. Backs always go slower than you want them to. That's the problem, right? And so he's starting to do a little bit more activity on the field, some running. He played catch a couple of days ago. So that's a good sign. I still don't think we're, like, inside of days at this point. I think we're probably looking at weeks before Yelich is back in there. I would think as well he's going to have to go get some at-bats somewhere, whether that's Appleton or Nashville when he does come back. So still going to be a little bit of time before Christian's back, because with that back issue, the one thing you don't want to do is rush it and have it get tweaked right away again, and then you're back to square one. I think the important thing is to make sure when you do bring him back that he is 100% good to go, because it's a long season and he's a really important part to this team. And they've really survived this stretch without him in very good fashion, which is a great sign, and it speaks to the depth of this team. And we know that depth has been tested mightily through the first month of the season.
Lane, I don't want to take anything away from the Yankees, because I do think they're one of the best maybe 3 or 4 teams in all of baseball. But it felt like the series really could have gone the Brewers' way. I know the final scores of games on Saturday and Sunday may not indicate that, and it's probably an optimist point of view, but it felt like it was there for the taking. It got a little haywire with sort of a chaotic sequence that led to 7 runs for New York.
Yeah, I think you're right when you say that. I mean, Saturday was the Yankees flexing their muscles and having a really good day. I thought yesterday could have gone the other direction if a few things don't go the way that they went. I mean, that was a very consequential play in the 6th inning. I think a lot of people will see that different ways, but the most important thing is that Andy Fletcher, the crew chief, said afterwards they looked at the video and they felt they got it wrong after looking at the video. And I give them a lot of credit for coming out and saying that. I think that takes some guts to come out and say that, and it's a tough call because it's a judgment call in the moment. But it certainly had a big impact on that game when it was all said and done. There's no question about that. So I thought the Brewers should be really excited about what they've seen so far from Tobias Myers specifically. He pitched very well in Pittsburgh. I thought the way he attacked a really good Yankees lineup, it's a dangerous way to live. But you don't have a great way to live against that Yankees lineup. I mean, if you want to try to pitch backwards, that can really bite you too. So I thought his ability to compartmentalize who he was facing, be himself yesterday, and yes, he gave up 4 runs, but I thought he threw the ball better than that. He really made 2 mistakes in that game. I thought that was a silver lining from yesterday's game for sure for the Brewers. And look, these are games that happen. These are stretches that happen. It's only a 2-game stretch, by the way, as well. And every team in baseball, including the team that wins the World Series, is going to have some games like the last 2 days have been. Look for the Brewers to get up off the mat here in this series against the Rays and try to get this series and then set themselves up for a big one in the division against the Cubs this weekend.
Yeah, so you drop 2 of 3 against the Yankees. You know, a lot of good players are just not available right now for a variety of reasons. And, oh, by the way, the Brewers are still a first-place team 27 games into the season. It's certainly not all doom and gloom. In fact, it's rather impressive that they're on top of this very competitive division. I know we're just about a month into the season, but with all the adversity, it's been an impressive start, I think, overall.
I totally agree. I think the thing that stands out to me about this group, this is a really simplistic way to look at it, but they're very young, as we know. I mean, this is one of the youngest teams in baseball. And the thing that I have been impressed with, and I think it's a capitalization on the youth and the youth being infectious with some of the veterans as well, is that I feel like this team really competes on every single pitch. And, again, that's a really simple way to look at it. But I think it's helped this team in a lot of close games, in games where they've been down and been able to at least put the tying run at the plate late. I think that is one of the reasons why it's a very competitive bunch that is in a good place with each other and loves playing the game together. I've always felt like that matters a lot in this game because you're at the ballpark together so much, and I think it's been one of the key ingredients to this Brewers' success over the last 7 or 8 years has been that fact that they like playing together, and now you have a really young team that's scrappy and has a lot of fight in them, and I think it's a good formula to continue to win. And take it as a challenge when guys get hurt. Nobody wants the injuries that have piled up on the Brewers, but take it as, okay, we believe in the next guy up, and we think he can get the job done. And it's worked so far. There's no doubt about that.
All right, real quick, who's the leader in the clubhouse on the Cedar Crest ice cream crushing of the season? Which broadcaster is eating more?
Ah, that is a good question. I think I'm in good shape for sure, and I don't mean in good physical shape. I think I'm in good shape in that contest. A lot of Cedar Crest. It's just part of the routine here at the ballpark. So the other thing is, and we don't have this at the ballpark, but I could probably change that, is the Pine River cheese spread is that's the real deal, too. I mean, that has really been a nice compliment to the Usingers. I mean, that is a trio. We say that on the air, and you probably don't realize that we mean it because we have a lot of that product at our homes and at the ballpark, and we use it. It's great.
Perfect way to kick off a nice homestand continuation against the Rays tonight. Lane Griddle on the broadcast of tonight's game. Thank you, Lane.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate it.
You bet. Our coverage gets underway after the 6 o'clock news. Out with the Yankees, in with the Tampa Bay Rays. A first-place team leaves. A last-place team comes in. Still a good team. Don't be fooled by the record.